We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Apple's big product launch was held virtually this afternoon. While there is no news on a new iPhone 12, there were some other big developments when it comes to the Apple Watch and the iPad. Bloomberg reporter Mark Gurman joins us now live on the Newsline. Mark, tell us some more about the new features on the Series 6 Apple Watch.
Yeah, the Apple Watch Series 6, the primary new feature is a blood oxygen sensor, right? And when you go to your physical at the doctor's office or you go to, you know, a typical routine check, one of the first things they check is your blood oxygen level. It's typically between 95 and 100. They put that little sensor over your finger. Now it'll be in your watch. And Apple says there's a new blood oxygen app and it takes about 15 seconds to get a reading.
That sounds cool. Well, what about the new iPad? It's called the iPad Air.
So this is the fourth generation iPad Air, and it's a completely revamped model. It has an edge-to-edge screen, sort of like the iPad Pro. At $599, it's $200 less than the iPad Pro. And in my opinion, it is a much better value, has a faster processor, has some of the newer tech inside that the iPad Pro lacks that was recently updated in March.
And what were your other big takeaways from the Apple launch today?
You know, overall, not a super exciting launch. I mean, all things considered, the additions to the Apple Watch are quite interesting, but none of them are game changers. I think the bigger news will come in October with the launch of the next generation iPhones. And then in November, the debut of the new Macs with Apple's own processors.
So possibly more exciting news just a month away. That is Mark Gurman, reporter for Bloomberg. Thank you so much for joining us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.